I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of
Outgoing Without Going Out. We're all together again.
Oh my gosh.
Without going out.
That was very aggressive. I'm looking at the sound waves and they are through the roof. So yes, as you just heard, Gabby shouted it from the rooftops. We are all together again. It is me. I'm Lexi.
I'm Gabby.
And we're the Fuller sisters.
And Mama.
We're here with our mom. You guys know every year around Thanksgiving, we do a fun game episode with us three gals. We have 5 second rule. We have think and sink. Just like a lot of funny game night.
A girls night in type of day.
Yeah. So we're going to do that, but let's get into it. Chip chop. Weekly scoop, everyone.
What the heck day is it and what happened this week?
Okay. Did you have an awesome time? Did you drink awesome shooters and listen to awesome music and then just sit around and soak up each other's awesomeness?
Today, while we were recording this, I believe it is Saturday. Correct me if I'm wrong.
With the holidays, days are just like blended together.
I mean,
technically there was Thursday, which was Thanksgiving, and then Black Friday. So I should know what day it is, but I don't because we don't celebrate things on specific days. Correct. Like we had Thanksgiving on Friday.
So well, the beginning Thursday of this week, well, yeah. I don't remember anything really significant happening.
So I had that. I had showcase.
But didn't you record after showcase? So didn't you talk about that last week? Maybe not.
Oh, you're right. We ended up doing the last podcast after showcase. So I did briefly touch about it. But that was the beginning of my week.
Nothing happened Monday, Tuesday, really.
We had Monday, Tuesday. It was just a busy day of like getting everything together for us.
Yeah. School for me.
Packing and just kind of being home.
Must have worked.
I started subbing this week again.
My mom's back to teaching.
Back to teaching.
So, give us a background for those that don't know. You taught for how long?
24.8 years.
Oh,
I didn't even make it to the 25. The I know, right? I could have made more
so
money.
She
but
retired to move down to Florida
with you
with me.
And everybody and travel.
And then she didn't.
Well, she
I did
also
a year
was
and
over
half.
Teaching, though. Like, regardless
right,
of even if she was moving to Florida or not.
The things aren't the same.
It ended up being more of babysitting than, like, teaching.
Correct.
The way the curriculum was and everything, she was
correct.
Over it.
So, retired, moved down to Florida, then came back. I thought I was only coming back for the summer, and here I am still. But
I'm
going to do more traveling and things like that. So, I'll be down a lot, especially if both of you are down there. So, we'll be down there more than ever.
But then she worked in a hotel restaurant for something to do.
Serving
it was fun. She
on
likes
the water.
Chatting
it was
with
fun.
People.
Well,
yeah.
And originally you were making just as much, if not
way
even more.
Way more. Pre-COVID. Right. And then now I'm not making as much. Winters are slower.
Plus COVID.
Plus they upped the sub pay now. So now it makes sense to sub where before it was so you didn't even make enough money to sub.
Mom would be the best sub. Just put a movie on. That's all people want for a
second. I don't want to do that, though. I like to teach.
Yeah, but
well, that's good for you.
I want to teach, especially like language arts, English, and math. I like that stuff. Science and social things, not so much.
Literally nothing is worse than a mean sub. I don't understand. Like, you work one day.
Yes, but you have to be because they tried it. Like, these kids the other day for only 5 minutes are like trying to pull out their phones and everything. And I'm like, no. Can we sit wherever we want? No. Just sit in your seats. Put your mask on. And follow the rules. It's not that hard.
I was smacked by a substitute teacher one time upside the head, so.
She was like a 9-year-old woman.
She was 90, literally.
I think she's still teaching.
Actually,
we have to talk about that because I bet her daughter, Connor, has a teacher of that same last name, if it's who I'm thinking of.
Okay. So the rest of my week was just school, and then Wednesday I signed up to do an external rotation at a hospital, and then Gabby and Justin came in.
Yeah, so we Wednesday morning. We had a layover in LaGuardia, which I don't actually think I've ever flown out of that airport. And it was very decorated for Christmas. It was cute. Very hard to find food. Everything in airports now. I don't know if you guys have been because it's always been like my weird connecting airports. But like everything is on an iPad basically. Like you order food at a kiosk and you pay
really?
It like a kiosk. And then you just go pick it up at the counter. Yeah.
Clean? I always picture that airport not to be clean. Is it clean?
Honestly, it was. Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. But that so many airports are like that now. And I feel like none of the, like, airports, the Fort Lauderdale, Miami, or, like, Buffalo, so I don't know if you guys have experienced that, but everything is basically, like, worker-free, very touchscreen. Yeah, they are? Oh, yeah, Sean has flown.
Newark was just like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was that. We flew into LaGuardia and then into Buffalo. Sean picked us up from the airport. Lexi was still at school. We got Chili's and then we all hung out and then just had a family day for Thanksgiving.
Gabby and I stayed at our grandparents, just the two of us gals. And then the boys went out and stayed at mine and Sean's house. So that was fun. And then Thursday was Thanksgiving. Gabby and I still woke up and stuffed a turkey. 25 years later, we've been doing it since as long as I can remember. And then Friday, we hosted Thanksgiving at our house in tradition from what we used to do at my grandma's house. And it was really fun. I think it turned out. I just feel like we ate too much of the charcuterie board.
There was something. All of our stomachs were a little turned upside down.
I think it was all the cheese we ate before dinner.
I don't know. It was nice. 10 people together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sean's parents, my parents, their significant others. Yeah, it was really fun. Then we made TikToks, took pictures, played games.
We had our matching Christmas PJs.
You may be seeing those soon.
Yeah. That's really all that this week was.
That was interesting, too, because I bought some and we had to take them all back, and it was
now rough. It's that weird time where Vlogmas starts in a couple days, but, like, we have 2 weeks before, like, our big Christmas breaks. So it's like, yes, we go back to, at least for me, it's weird because I go back to school.
Right.
But it doesn't, like, it already feels kind of like I'm on Christmas break because there's only 2 weeks, and I took, like, next Friday off for mental health day, so I'm getting my hair done. Yeah, exciting things. And Vlogmas starts this week. So Gabby and I are going to be vlogging every single day.
I have to cheat it because I'm at the gym like 5 to 10 certain days. And there's no possible way I can film a vlog and edit a vlog within the same day.
I think you should hire an editor
personally. I agree. If anyone's out there and wants to reach out to me, I would love that. If you teach me,
I can be the editor.
Absolutely no, not. It's too much for you.
It would be way too long to learn. Because I've thought of teaching Sean to edit for me.
It's someone that has to already know.
You just have to know. But, which, if I had more time, I would edit for both of us. But unfortunately, I don't even have enough time, and I need it.
But I also, I enjoy editing my own videos. It's just a lot during Vlogmas. It's a lot. But, yeah, so I start pre-filming already, and so that way I'm, like, 4 to 5 days ahead, so I don't have to vlog and edit every single day. I kind of have certain days where I vlog and then certain days where I edit, so I stay on track. But the plan is 25 vlogs all of December.
I'm kicking it old school. I'm vlogging every day and editing and uploading every day. So we'll see how that goes for me.
I wish I had my nights free and I could do that, but I physically can't. The time that people normally edit their vlogs, I'm at the gym all night. I'm not going to edit at 10 p.m.
You can just get it up in the morning. I mean, you stay up late anyways.
I am here to help. Oh, Posh. Everybody can go check out. That's my biggest.
Oh, well.
Small Business Saturdays.
So, yeah, a little update.
I took your clothes, her clothes.
Little update.
Like, or edit it the next morning and then post it.
Like, so I don't know if you guys heard Sean, but that's basically what we do. But she's saying she doesn't want to start editing at 10 p.m. He was saying edit and post
it. Yeah, but then if I did that and I edited then the next morning, then I have nothing to vlog for that next day. And it just pushes me back. That's all I would be doing is editing in the morning, going straight to the gym.
Anyways, what I was going to say with the Poshmark is since we are most likely moving and have to clear out a lot of things, I am truly, I know I've said this before, but I very much so mean it, am cleaning out so many things, and we'll be putting it on Poshmark as well. So, yeah, at this point, it's a combined Poshmark.
Poshmark. Oh, yeah, I pretty much just do it for them.
So, go check out our closets on there, because we'll be getting, we're lucky that we get so many clothes in, but
I physically don't have room. And a lot of that stuff we're putting together for some big donation coming up someday soon.
Yes, donations and giveaways. And, guys, we've officially made it. For sure thing, we are doing all of the giveaways leading up to Christmas.
I was going to say, you have to be doing this soon.
Like 12 days of giveaways and do like 12 giveaways or give away to 10K and do 10. We have a lot of stuff to give away though. So after we are done recording this episode, Gabby and I are going to sit and make a physical list and I will make the posts for it after this. So they are coming, I promise. It's better to do it around the holiday season. That way we can ship it all out around Christmas time and get excited for all of your stuff. Why don't we jump right into the win of the week?
Glen Coco, fall for you, Glen Coco. You go, Glen Coco.
So this week, I think we all have the exact same win of the week. And it is that
we're all in this together.
Oh my gosh. We're all here together. And that's what we're excited about. We've had some fun laughs.
Oh my God. Can we tell the story of Sean last night?
Oh my goodness. So, I wish we had video.
Sean was, we were trying to get him to get ready to put on his matching pajamas so we could do TikToks, and somehow it turned into him doing pikes.
I don't know where he came out with pikes and toe touches, which were phenomenal, by the way. The cheerleading coach in me loved them.
He had great jumps, but then he took it upon himself to start tumbling down the
hallway. Wait, he said, jeans, skinny jeans,
half drunk,
and socks.
He said, handful, one, two,
and he
went. We all thought he was just like kidding, and then he literally did a front handstand that just kept going into the wall.
And his head banged against the woodwork and then my head hit the floor.
You should make that TikTok. I'm so mad.
I think he got a concussion.
I'm so mad we didn't have this on video because it was so funny.
And all of a sudden, he was down for the count for a little bit. Yeah, went upstairs. Took a while,
but he got his jammies on, and he came down and participated. And he
rallied.
And made some great TikToks.
So the win of the week is that Sean rallied through his concussion.
Yes, yes.
But it's just so much fun when we're all together and we make TikToks and, like...
Play Clue and play games.
Clue wasn't fun. Clue wasn't very fun. But it was a slow-moving game. But yeah, so we all made TikTok and we made so many. So go check those out because they were so fun. I think the process of making them is better than even like having them right. post.
Oh, for sure.
We just laughed so hard. Because it's embarrassing
for me, the posting, but.
While making them. So that was last night. We had so much fun all in our matching PJs. Everyone was a great sport about it.
I just can't fathom a world in the near future where those happen more often. Gabby and I were saying on Thursday, we have not lived in the same area
same
in
state.
The last 7 years. 7 years.
Really?
We have not lived in the same area.
You're still too, yeah.
My senior year of high school was the last You're time her and I lived so in the same
You're
both going to be so busy.
You're really not going to see each other well, that much, but you will get to see so each other more.
If we, right.
If you like need to podcast, like you can get together.
Like, we can podcast on the weekends together.
Or you can like, meet halfway or you can.
Actually, like.
That'd be nice. You can meet halfway and do it at a place where.
In the middle of the state?
Yeah, an alligator alley.
An alligator alley with the swamps.
Yeah, perfect. So we don't know exactly where I'm living yet. Match
I'm excited when
me.
You have kids and I can babysit and I can go from.
I'll Let's not get carried away,
there,
Michelle.
So, and then drive 2 hours, babysit her kids, and then her
so
kids.
So, yeah, before we get ahead of ourselves, I don't even know where we're living yet. Sean has a job offer, very exciting, but I don't find out which residency program I'm in until the end of January. So
but,
stay tuned. We have a general idea of like
and
a few
I,
hours
they're
difference.
All within right. Florida, at least.
Right.
So no matter what,
yes.
we'll be in the same state. Just yes. don't know the area yet. So driving distance,
so lots
at least,
of houses
that's the
best
to
be looking
thing.
For because you need one, you need
yeah.
one.
So
craziness.
If anyone's a realtor.
Please
let me know.
Reach out to us.
We have lots of
or
realtors.
If anyone
we
just
works
at
some...
a furniture company, please reach out to us. All right, jumping into our favorite of the week, and Mom is very excited.
Oh, I'm...
I saw Katie Heron wearing army pants and flip-flops, so I bought army pants and flip-flops.
Mom, is your favorite army pants and flip-flops?
It is not.
Okay, what's your favorite?
My favorite is this exfoliating bar of soap from Trader Joe's. So
oh.
here's the deal. Well, I'm going to get you guys one if you'll use it. See, I'm a soap girl.
It.
I'm a bar soap girl. And usually, and it is more expensive than normal because usually I get the 2 bars of Irish Spring at the Dollar Tree for a dollar. So really they're 50 cents, but now I'm splurging with the $3.50 bar of exfoliating soap. It's a lavender smell. It smells so good. Kristen had it and I just, and then when I get home from work, I use it on my feet. It just like massages you
yep.
while you use
yep,
it.
I want this.
And it smells so good. I have a picture for all of you to see, but you can't see.
Okay. But it'll be on the Instagram, so you can see.
It will be in your stockings if you think you're going to use it, because
I
do
But I might have to buy it before then, because it
you
sounds
might,
like something
You might, because it's at Trader Joe. Oh, it is amazing. Like, I can't wait to take a shower. See, maybe
See, that'll be good for Gabby, because she doesn't shower.
I do shower.
Yes, I
just
know.
Don't enjoy it. I'm not a, like, hour-long get in the shower
no,
enjoy
I'm a
my shower
get in
on girl.
Ever since I got my phone holder and I can watch
okay.
YouTube videos in the shower, and I have, like, that shower light that changes colors, like it's much more of an experience.
You have
like
a good
so
bathtub too.
I do
you
that.
Taken baths
no,
in a
I haven't
while.
Taken a bath in a long time. I don't mind a shower when I'm doing my full hair care with like my mask and everything, and I'm in there for a
but
while and I
like
set up
after,
a video.
After the gym at 10
right.
p.m., you're sweaty, you gotta jump
showers.
In and out of the shower.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay, so
but that's my
favorite. My favorite was gonna be boring and I was gonna do a drink because that's what I feel like I always do because I don't use
yeah,
products
literally,
at all.
I asked Gabby, okay, so for the podcast, because it was last week, it was just her and Justin and I had to do like all the posting and stuff and I was like, what are your favorites? They both had just coffee drinks. I'm like,
but
oh
like,
my gosh.
I'm not a product
a
girl. Like, I don't
those.
Use skincare. I don't have these products
Except
that I like.
For what you get and then.
So.
A lot of good makeup products.
I see, I mean, and then I don't think of them as my favorite because I've been using the same products yeah. over and over. So then I forget that like. I can
right,
still mention
here.
That,
What's
but
your favorite?
My favorite is going to be the Dyson Airwrap. Every time I'm here, I use Lexi's. I feel like it's not damaging to my hair, so I can actually style my hair. I am working with them on a TikTok video, so I am finally getting my own. I think
See,
this
and
week,
last year,
actually.
This time, I tried to get you to use it, and you wanted nothing to do with it because you didn't care about hair damage, and now you're realizing
well,
it's
yeah,
really
it's
nice. Because you
yeah,
went super
because
blonde.
I went super blonde, and it fried my hair, and now I'm panicking.
Yes, it is nice.
So I definitely recommend. If obviously I understand that it's completely expensive and that is why I have not bought myself one and I am working with them because it is pricey. But if you are looking for something for your Christmas wish list and that is within range of something or
I mean,
even money for
they
it.
I like it because it takes the place up. A curling iron, a blow dryer,
a
like
straightener,
some
a blowout, everything.
A lot of
yeah.
money on those products. I've always bought cheap ones, which is why they weren't good for my hair. So this is like takes place of it all.
It takes a while
I do
too.
Really, really enjoy it.
Yes,
you
but...
You do have to be patient with it.
Imagine if I, like, did this just after I got out of the shower. Right, it only takes a while because I'm doing it randomly now and just to style it.
Once you do it once, you do have it nice for a couple days. That's my problem, though, is once I do it, I spend the time to do it, and then my hair goes in a bun, and there goes that. So I need to get better about that.
But. That is my favorite. I recommend it. It's a good way to not damage your hair so much, but still have it styled.
Okay. How much is it?
It's like $500-$600.
It's a lot.
It's is it really that much?
Yeah, we both worked with Dyson, so we were fortunate and very grateful that we were able to get the product in exchange for like a TikTok video or something.
I
but
have to say that Lexi's hair has been looking a lot healthier.
My hair has looked and grown. My hair truly grows so much more now when I just put that on it. Like,
because you're not breaking the ends
or
what?
It's not like heat.
There's no heat.
Totally.
On it.
Yeah.
Like, it is. It's still like kind of like a blow dryer, but it's all just, like just the technology.
It's more of like an air instead of literally clamping it down with heat.
Yeah. I'm a big fan. Okay, my favorite is a new Christmas rom-com on Netflix called Love Hard. Now, I've heard of very mixed reviews. Some people did not like this movie. I thought it was such a cute movie, and I just, I really liked it. It's called Love Hard.
I didn't really pay attention.
Nina Dobrev is the main girl.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I recommend it. I thought it was cute. Like, it's obviously, you have to think, it is what it is. It's a cheesy Netflix Christmas movie, but it's, like, more realistic because it's, like, dating app and catfishing. It's, I don't know. I really liked
sounds
it.
Good.
So
I might have to watch it. What was the one
we watched last year with Kristen Stewart?
Oh.
No, Holiday's also good.
Holiday is good.
Remember
Oh, Kristen Stewart, The Happiest Season. Sean and I watched it the other day when we decorated.
That one's pretty good, too.
That one's good, too, on Hulu. That one's on
She's
Hulu,
She's in
though.
A new movie. Oh, she plays Princess Diana.
Really?
Kristen Stewart plays
Kristen Stewart, like Bella from Twilight? Because that's who we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you. I know. I think she's in a movie. I think she plays Princess Diana.
We'll have to look it up.
Look it up.
Okay, Mom really wanted her own platform here for a minute to talk about Dancing with the Stars. So if you guys are like me and Gabby and you don't listen, feel free to skip forward a couple seconds.
Wait. Okay, pause. I fact checked. So the movie is called Spencer. It is with Kristen Stewart, and she is Princess Diana. She looks...
Let me see.
Like Princess Diana in the cover.
It's a great thing. Yeah, she did a lot of research, and it was one of her base roles she wanted.
That's good for her because people trash talk her as an actress a lot. So
I like her.
Okay, so go ahead and share your thoughts.
Okay, here are my thoughts. First of all, obviously JoJo was amazing and she's beautiful. I didn't even watch Dancing with the Stars. But here's my thing. We watched her when she was on Dance Moms and Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. Like, she got famous from dancing.
She shouldn't have won because she is a professional dancer. On the other hand, I enjoyed her so much because she was even better than her partner.
Oh, I'm sure.
And she should actually be on the cast of Dancing with the Stars as a job because she is phenomenal and beautiful.
Maybe she will.
So, and I was never a big JoJo fan until she was on Dancing with the Stars.
I've been a big JoJo fan.
I only watch it because Cody was on it, and I voted every week for Cody, and then a little bit for JoJo. And then I saw Olivia. She was. I mean, everybody's really. There was a lot of pretty good dancers, but I think a lot of them had a really big dance background. And actually, Cody, I was a little disappointed because he dances phenomenal on a bike. But for some reason, he looked nervous and, like, just stiff every week. And I don't think he put it out there. But everybody said it was rigged and he's going to win. But he didn't win. The basketball player won, which is he did a great job.
I would say,
he was phenomenal. I mean, the
especially imagine being, like, a 6-foot whatever guy
and he's
learning
probably,
to dance.
Right.
Like,
he did phenomenal. I agree. And he should have won because it wasn't his forte. But he threw that girl around like no tomorrow. And they had such cute tricks, all of them, that I think, like... Two people can try anybody. But then, yeah, Cody, JoJo second, Cody third, I think it was.
I think it was really cool that they let JoJo have a girl partner and, like, that was, she had to do the tricks with her and, like.
Right.
Like, cool.
And
yeah.
I thought they were going to make her, like, dress as a man. They didn't, which was nice. But she's just beautiful to me. And watching her dance, I enjoyed it so much. And that was my
I love her as a businesswoman. I think she's.
I don't really watch the
people
show.
Hate
I only
on
did.
Her so much. She's, like.
Really?
Millionaire.
Yes, and she
at such a young age and
she
like
was smart
right,
enough
she hit the
market.
She knew her personal brand and she ran with
ran
it.
With it.
Exactly.
And now she's like
and now.
Maturing and I feel like she still has her own brand, but now also like her personal self is maturing and kind of acting more of her own age and people are really appreciating it. So
right, because I never thought I was thought of her as like
the young
12-year-old
like,
ponytail.
Right.
But now that I've seen her in this and she was beautiful. And how about Suni Lee? Like she didn't even make but when they did her up, she was beautiful and phenomenal. Like, it just amazes me.
I love her Instagram. She's a fashion icon. Her outfits are so... Suni Lee, the gymnast.
She's a gold medalist gymnast
that
took over
when
Simone
couldn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Her Instagram is popping.
And she's very plain Jane and very quiet. So they had to bring her out of her shell. And when they made her up with makeup and hair, holy heck, gorgeous. And Olivia Jade did great, but I don't know if it helped her get back into the.
I mean, I saw it. She was on my TikTok all the time about it. I watched her vlog about it. I know she really enjoyed it. She did a whole video
with her partner just now and posted it on YouTube.
Really? And I really enjoyed Jimmy. I just like the cast, and I didn't even watch it. And I don't like the show, but I mean, it's okay. But Jimmy Allen did great. Just the people that were on, whoever this Miz is from WWE, they were just very enjoyable people. Matt James, but he just is not a good dancer. But what I got out of that
speaking
is.
Speaking of Bachelor, real quick, Katie.
Blake and I are broken up. And she's Tasia already with John. Wait, she's already with somebody.
From her season.
Yeah.
From her season. Don't get it. And then, which is weird, and everybody thinks, like, Blake was just on, and he actually just had an Instagram this morning that he was crying. He found out while he was driving around, he pulled in a parking lot, and everybody told him, and he's like, well, he doesn't think she physically cheated on him, but definitely emotional, because she was with John all the time, even when he was in Africa, and that was kind of weird. Actually, the three of them were together. Very odd. Why that happened? Listen, I don't Tasia know. It kind of makes me not already. Like it.
I think Bachelor needs to try something.
I think they need to try a different route.
I loved Tia. I still follow her. She cracks me up. She's so real.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? And Andy Dorfman has a new boyfriend that she refers to, but we still don't know his name or what he looks like.
Long story short, The Bachelor doesn't work anymore. Literally. Nobody's together.
Oh, Rachel. Joe and Serena are so cute. Rachel and Matt are darling.
Yeah, Rachel and Matt are.
I love Rachel as a person.
We'll just see how long they last. I'm not saying no. I'm just
right.
These
then
never
Becca
work.
And Tom's the Paradise ones. They say are working.
I mean, yeah, Hannah and Dylan. I feel like Paradise has a much better
because you're with each other longer and you don't have to deal with dating other women and people. It's like crazy.
Okay.
All right. So we're gonna jump right into the first game. 5 second rule uncensored. So how this works is we pick up a card and we read it to the person to our left, and they have 5 seconds to name three of whatever is on the card.
This is rough for me because you know it takes me more than 5 seconds to think of answers.
Okay, you got to think.
Wants, here I go.
You have to go fast.
First thing off the top of your head. That's what makes it funny. You can't really just think about it.
Okay.
All right, Shelly's going first. Name three things you should never leave unattended.
All right, three things. Your baby, I need another one. And the stove, which, oh my, I left all those things on the stove. Hold
all those things, the baby's on the stove.
No, she's cooking something.
The gizzards and livers.
Are left unattended on the stove.
The turkey fixings. Okay, I will read one to Gabby then.
Okay.
Name three crazy people.
Oh, my grandma, my mom, and my sister. Easy.
Stop
Mom's
it.
Mom's not crazy.
She doesn't say she's not crazy. She just mom's not crazy. Yes, true fact.
Okay.
All right. Lexi Cern. Oh, my God. Of course you would get this one. Name three. Wait, I didn't even say it.
Sorry.
Yet.
That noise is probably just so annoying
to
them
have
on
to
the
do
podcast.
It. Just do it real fast.
Yeah. Okay. Name three uses for toothpaste.
Okay. To brush your teeth, to put on bug bites, and
to patch holes in the wall.
Yeah. Sure. Thanks for answering for me.
Oh, wow. That's not what I was thinking.
Okay. Mom, three things you'd like to set on fire.
Ooh. It takes me a while to think. Three things
you
I want
to
set
seconds.
On fire.
The whole point is that you don't get to think, and you just have
you
to
just say
things.
Five things.
I don't want to set anything
for
on fire.
For three things in 5 seconds. Well, I can go.
A bonfire, some wood.
There's a lot of things I could set on fire, but I will keep them off the podcast.
That's probably a good
There's
idea.
Really nothing.
Set on fire?
Okay, really the 5 seconds is up.
I
You're
told
really
you
bad.
I'm really bad at this okay. game. My turn. I never get to read any. Okay. Whose turn is it?
Gabby's.
Things you do in the car other than drive.
Okay, wait, I'm going to go by you.
Answer me, ask me this question, because I do a lot of things other than driving.
This is all at once, too. Put on your makeup, eat a cheeseburger, and
paint
text.
Your toenails.
That's me.
My mom
watching
does all of
while
that.
You're watching YouTube or
it's
something.
It's so bad. She's so
but
unsafe.
No, I'm not unsafe.
Yes,
I'm still
you are.
Safe.
You're unsafe.
But why don't I get that when I get stupid ones? Oops.
Oh, she is very mad. Okay. Name three times you shouldn't laugh.
In church, at a funeral, and during a speech.
That's good.
What if it's a funny speech?
If you're not laughing at my funeral, I'm
sorry. Okay, Mom. Three things you can cover in chocolate.
Ooh. Strawberries, grapes, and bananas.
Good.
That'll work.
Gabby, celebrity troublemakers.
Oh, Tana Mongeau, Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears.
That was
Justin Bieber, I was thinking.
Britney Spears kind of just causes trouble within her own life.
Yeah, I was just thinking of, like,
crazy.
Scandals, what have really happened. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't
okay.
want to cause drama, so I figured Britney Spears is not going to listen to this podcast. I think I'd be safe with that one.
Her followers might. Free Britney.
Name three necessities during menstruation.
Oh. A heating pad.
Tampons.
Advil and tampons.
Boyfriend to yell at.
That's Gabby's. She's been yelling at all of us all weekend because she's menstruating.
Menstruating.
She's not going to know that. Name three adjectives to describe poop.
Ooh, smelly, squishy, and stinky. Oh, smelly and stinky are kind of the same. That's yours.
Brown.
Gross.
Okay. Squishy.
Squishy.
As she knows from
experience. Of feeling it.
Well, I dealt with poop all my life.
What?
Between babies and dogs and everything.
Okay.
What's this say?
You can't read?
Name three stains.
Oh, underwear, poop stains for Lexi, and...
But poop stains where?
A coffee stain that you kind of drop on your sweater.
All over her sweater.
I don't have poop stains in my underwear.
No. I don't know what kind of stains.
It's your IBS. The toilet. It's just easy to go
the
for.
Toilet.
There we
That's
go.
That's not called stain. Oh, skid stains. I don't know. I don't have that in my underwear. My God. Everyone has that problem.
Men do.
Name three cocktails.
Three cocktails. Mojitos, margarita, martini. And a martini. Old fashioned.
And old fashioned is a cocktail?
Yes.
A Dirty Shirley.
Dirty Shirley is like really not Shirley's a cocktail, better. But that's what you like.
Name three smells that make you gag, Michelle.
Oh, Lexi's ass. Or butt. Three smells that make me gag. Garbage and sewage.
Okay. Great. Those were like all the same thing.
Okay. Hey, they were in 5 seconds. Name three turnoffs.
Ooh, messy, being mean, and playing video games.
Gabby does two of those three things.
I'm just staring at Sean playing
messy
games.
And mean.
Name three places you find a random hair.
Oh.
In your butt crack.
You're like stuck to the shower wall, in a rug, and on a pillow.
Oh,
great.
My hair is everywhere because I shed like a dog.
Name three nicknames for vagina, Michelle.
Oh, Vajayjay, Twat, and...
Oh my God, I have to make
and
this
coochie
episode
coochie.
Explicit.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
A coochie coochie.
Sorry for all you youngins listening.
My God. Okay, well, maybe I'll put a disclaimer at the beginning that it's an explicit episode.
Okay. Oh gosh, Gabriella. Oh, name three times bigger is better.
My dinner on a plate, dessert, my hair.
Oh, nice. I was going to say bank account.
Good. Ooh, bank account.
Bank
that's a good
account
one.
Is a good one.
And you know what?
Ew, no. No, it's not
true. You're the
true
one that said,
okay,
you
know
I don't
it
want you
that's
to say
why I had
to
say it. Mom, name three places you don't want to have diarrhea.
Oh, God. Anywhere.
Like, in a subway?
Correct.
A nail salon, maybe. They have bathrooms.
No, but when you're in the middle of getting your nails done,
I just told John, hold on, I have to go to the bathroom. Where?
John's your nail guy.
John's my nail guy. You know, you can go pedicured there. Subway.
Barefoot.
Pool.
A pool.
Paul says out when you're running or something, that's bad. And when don't I have diarrhea? Driving and no place to go. Well, yeah, your own wedding would be rough.
Okay.
Gabby, name three places you might run into a Kardashian.
Well, nowadays, anywhere. A coffee shop, LA, and I guess New York City, sure. Not sure.
I think it meant, like, specific places. Like,
but, like, technically you could run into them anywhere.
Actually, where did they get engaged?
Nowhere.
Somewhere in Florida, the one to the
Courtney?
DJ. Yeah, it was somewhere that I thought you might know. I don't know. I have to look that up.
I didn't look at the specifics of that.
Okay, Mom, name three beers.
Oh, Coors, Miller, Stella.
Great. Good job.
I can do beers.
I skipped myself.
What do you mean?
Like I went from Gabby to asking you. Nobody asked me.
Oh, why? So Gabby's asking you those things?
Yeah, okay.
Name three things you bang.
A hammer with a nail. And
the bathroom floor.
Banging on the bathroom floor.
Fun fact. So that was like my mother's favorite song.
We've said this a million times, but
did
yes.
Did we come in on the shower?
It wasn't me.
My kids would sing it when they were like 3 and 5, but they had no clue what it meant. They thought people were naked and banging on the bathroom floor.
Like literally just
pounding on the floor with
just
their
face.
Yes, that's what they would even do for the longest time.
So we would sing that all the time.
Oh my God, your kids are singing that? I'm like,
they
have no clue what it means.
It's your birthday.
Or it's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have some fun.
And baby got back with your aunt.
Not good. Okay.
You were supposed to ask her that one, I thought.
We are going to move on to Think in Sync. We've played this game on the podcast before. We have cards and...
It's a crowd favorite.
It is a crowd favorite. Two people have to name the same thing at the same time. This is another one that Shelly's
brain. And we usually do pretty good, but yeah.
Yeah, I do good with Lexi. I do decent with Mom. Lexi and Mom, there's a disconnect there normally. So we'll see.
I don't know why.
Maybe we can get better this time around.
We'll so I will read for Gabby and my mom first.
Okay.
The category is animals.
Okay.
Animals.
An animal with tusks. 3, 2, 1.
Elephant.
A smelly animal. 3, 2, 1.
Skunk. Baboon.
An extinct animal. 3, 2, 1.
A mammoth.
Oh, sugar.
And a predatory bird. 3, 2, 1.
A velociraptor.
Oh my god, that was the extinct dinosaur. That was not your
I
best.
Was going extinct and I couldn't get off of it.
We got okay. one. You two. The sisters. They usually do good. Categories in the bathroom.
Oh
gosh. Something that smells good. 3, 2, 1.
Poopery. Body wash.
Oh. No.
Candle. Something stored under the sink. 3, 2, 1.
Hairbrush. Extra toilet paper.
Oh. Something that makes bubbles. 3, 2, 1.
Soap. Bubble bath. Oh my gosh.
Something that unclogs a drain. 3, 2, 1.
A plunger.
Oh, Drano. Yeah, plunger. I thought you were going to say Drano.
Oh, Drano. Yeah. All right. Oh, God. Okay. Category is music. A heavy metal band. 1, 2, 3.
AC/DC.
Wow. An easy listening singer. 3, 2, 1.
Michael Bublé.
Wow. Who would have thought? A famous classical music composer. 3, 2, 1.
Beethoven.
I was going to say that. I couldn't think it out.
A musician who goes by one name. 3, 2, 1.
Pink.
Bieber.
Literally goes by Justin Bieber. I was going Beyonce, Pink. Adele, Pink.
Grandma
was a good
just
one.
Called you, but okay.
I know.
Okay. Let's do breakfast food.
Okay.
A kind of muffin. 3, 2, 1.
Blueberry.
Wow. It's not really a muffin. It's a toast.
A kind of donut. 3, 2, 1.
Glazed.
A way to cook eggs. 3, 2, 1.
Scrambled.
I was going to go scrambled.
And a kind of bagel. 3, 2, 1.
Everything.
Great.
Okay.
These
girls.
Ones are funny. It's like fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank.
Okay.
Do I have to say 3, 2, 1?
No, we'll just do it.
God. Stop and
go.
Go. Yeah.
Twist and
shout.
Good. Stars and
stripes.
Stripes. I didn't know.
Eat and
drink. In the living room.
With the revolver.
I knew it was coming.
With the Dundee trophy. Poisonous pretzel was
we
the
We played The Office Clue, if you can't tell.
All right. Something to sit on. 3, 2, 1.
Chair.
Couch.
Something to do. 3, 2, 1.
Watch
play
TV.
Games.
All right. Something to hold. 3, 2, 1.
Remote.
Your hand.
Okay. And something to dust. 3, 2, 1.
Furniture.
Great.
We did so well on that one.
0 for 10.
Okay. Fill in the blank. Lip.
Injections.
That's what I was going to say, but I was waiting.
You didn't say anything.
Well, because I thought 3, 2, 1, you
not
said
for
that.
These ones.
I know.
Step.
Stool.
Ladder.
Dollar.
Tree.
Made in.
Heaven.
Honor.
Made in China. Made in America. Taiwan.
Imagine
Gabby
made in
says heaven.
Heaven.
Okay.
Okay, girl's turn. In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
Great.
The lions.
Okay.
A wimbo.
Ready?
A wimbo.
No, we're not doing this.
Am I doing 3, 2, 1?
No.
It's a wimbo.
Okay. No 3, 2, 1. Ready?
Well, why?
Yes. Only if it's a fill in the blank, no 3, 2, 1.
Okay, we can try it without and see.
Okay.
Ready? A jungle animal.
Rabbit. No.
That was so hard.
Okay. Ready? A jungle movie. 3, 2, 1.
The Jungle Book.
A jungle bird. 3, 2, 1.
Parrot?
Two vulture. Can.
A jungle plant. 3, 2, 1.
A tree.
Oh, you two are good. Tree. That's wonderful.
Who's it was hard. Okay. Opposites. So, I mean, this is pretty self-explanatory. I'm not going to do 3, 2, 1. The opposite of happy.
Sad.
The opposite of sick.
Well.
Healthy.
The opposite of poor.
Rich.
The opposite of crazy.
Stable.
Sane.
Mentally okay. And... next one.
Okay. At the office.
Okay.
Something on your desk.
A computer.
Something in the break room.
Coffee.
Something you wear to the office.
A tie.
Oh. Something you bring to a meeting.
Pad.
Notebook.
Like a notepad, like, notebook. We are the same. It's
a tampon.
That kind of pad. Stay free, Maxie.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's dating. You don't know what those are. Okay. Oh, so appropriate. At the dentist office.
Ooh.
A flavor of toothpaste. 3, 2, 1.
Mint.
A dental procedure. 3, 2, 1.
Filling. Cavity fixing. Oh,
okay. So that would be a filling. A kind of tooth. 3, 2, 1.
Molar. Incisor.
I knew I was going to say molar. I know. A dental tool. Tool. 3, 2, 1.
Mirror. Figured that was the only one you knew.
What is that called? The water sucker. What did Theo or somebody say? It was when we were on the phone. It was Mr. Thirsty? Yes.
That's what it's called?
Thirsty.
They call the kids. Like, the kids call it all different
Mr.
things.
Thirsty. I have a Mr. Thirsty because he sucks all your
I have a Mr. Bumpy. That's the slow speed hand piece. I have the mirror. Yeah, you just got to make it whatever you can with kids.
Sports.
A sport with a halftime. 3, 2, 1.
Football.
A sport where a ball is hit over a net. 3, 2, 1.
Tennis.
A college football bowl game. 3, 2, 1.
Rose Bowl.
Wow. A sport where a ball goes high in the air. 3, 2, 1.
Volleyball.
I don't know. I didn't have one.
High in the air. I don't know.
Me. I hope you guys are playing along with us. Okay.
Oh, no.
Famous men. I'm not going to do 3, 2, 1. It's just the first name and then blank.
Oh, here we go.
Jimmy Neutron. Fallon. Neutron.
Remember you used to watch that?
Yeah, it was the first thing that came to mind. Okay. Bill.
No, I'm the science guy.
Guess I got to get on her level.
Think like a 5-year-old.
Yes.
Steve.
Irwin.
Steve. I was going to say, I can't do Urkel because I was too. I was thinking of Blue's Clues guy, but I don't think we know his last name.
I think
name.
His
it's
first name,
Steve.
Yeah, it's just Steve.
Oh.
Frank.
Sinatra.
Okay,
we got one.
One. One is good. One out of five, four. One out of four ain't so bad. I can't even sing. I'm pretty killing these people.
30 minutes of mom
just singing. Here we go. At the bakery. A baking utensil. 3, 2, 1.
Rolling pin.
I couldn't think of a spoon, but like I didn't want to say spoon. That was it.
An important baking ingredient. 3, 2, 1.
Flour. Sugar.
A kind of cookie. 3, 2, 1.
Sugar. Chocolate chip. Oh.
A bakery item with a filling. 3, 2, 1.
A donut.
Quiche is not a filling.
Okay. I was thinking Danish.
Literal.
I was thinking egg. Danish. Sorry.
Sorry.
That one's boring. Bugs. A bug that has many legs. 3, 2, 1.
Centipede.
Ugh. A bug that bites. 3, 2, 1.
Mosquito.
Oh, you! How dare you bring that up?
A bug that likes the garbage. 3, 2, 1. Maggot.
Yeah.
A fly, yeah.
Yeah, I was
saying a bug that doesn't fly. 3, 2, 1.
Ant.
Ant. Some fly. Flying 20 ants. 20 minutes later. I know. I couldn't do bugs. Bug's life.
All right. Movie characters. A movie superhero. 3, 2, 1.
Superman.
Spider-Man. I was going to say Superman. A movie spy. 3, 2, 1. James Bond. Spy Kids. James Bond?
Yeah.
A movie archaeologist. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, gosh, you're killing me.
What kind of
character? Jurassic Park. What was that guy's name?
Yeah, a movie monster. 3, 2, 1.
Hulk.
Sully.
Oh, that's a good one.
From Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
These are getting rough. We need a Think and Sync Uncensored. These are a little too, like,
I don't know if they have that.
Generic.
Generic.
They might have that. I'll have to look into it.
Here she goes again singing.
Okay. Bodies of water.
Oh, God. Okay.
Name an ocean. 3, 2, 1.
Pacific.
Name a river. 3, 2, 1.
Mississippi.
Name a lake. 3, 2, 1.
Erie.
Name a sea. 3, 2, 1.
The Baltic. Mediterranean.
Well, y'all named some. They just weren't the right ones. Together.
Things you plug in. A tool you plug in. 3, 2, 1.
My nail trimmer.
Great.
Yeah, I didn't.
An instrument you plug in. 3, 2, 1.
Instrument?
A saxophone.
These are tools.
Electric guitar.
Oh.
But this is tools,
isn't it? It's things you plug in.
Oh.
Something to plug in the car. 3, 2, 1.
My phone charger.
Something to plug in the bathroom. 3, 2, 1.
Hair dryer.
A tampon. Plug inside of you.
I was going to say straightener.
Okay. Oh, this ought to be good. U.S. cities.
Oh Jesus. Do I even know any?
A city beginning with the letter D.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Detroit.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
A city beginning with the letter S. 3, 2, 1.
Savannah.
A city beginning with the letter C. 3, 2, 1.
Cleveland.
Mom,
oh my
say
gosh,
anything.
I stink.
A city beginning with the letter L. 3, 2, 1.
Lauderdale.
I know that's not. I just couldn't think of anything else. Fort Lauderdale.
Louisville. Lowellville. Okay, no 3, 2, 1. It's just blank. Kay. Famous men.
Okay.
Jerry.
Springer. Seinfeld. Oh, that would have been a better one. Springer.
Mike.
Wazowski.
Jim.
Halpert.
Who's that?
From The Office.
Oh. Any she wouldn't have known that one.
Yeah, Jim no. Carrey.
Mark.
Wahlberg.
Wait. Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wazowski.
That was horrible. I just said Mike Wazowski and that was on my head. Those are hard. Those are like not very common names. Like if you would have given me a Ryan, I would have been good.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. I'm going to find a good one.
Good luck.
Oh, this will be fun. Countries.
Oh, no.
Oh, I hate when you do this to me.
A country in North America.
USA.
United States. Sorry,
that
I thought you were counting.
Too long.
I thought
sorry.
You were counting.
A country in South America. Brazil.
Africa.
Mom, Africa's its own continent.
Okay.
In South America, and she just
South
said Africa.
South America.
What? And she's the teacher.
Argentina.
Yeah. Brazil.
Yikes. Africa.
Okay.
Really?
Great.
Okay. Well, a country that starts with the letter S. Switzerland.
Gabby, you didn't even... I thought you were counting.
I know. We don't know when to go.
Okay. A country in Asia. 3, 2, 1.
China.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Super good. Okay.
I'm scared for the youth of tomorrow with Michelle.
I don't like social studies and science. I gave that disclaimer at the beginning of this. I can... math and language arts person. I know Africa, but I was trying to think of... I was thinking South Africa.
It's okay.
I was thinking
it's
South...
It's okay. America. You're pretty. You don't need to be smart.
Yeah, we all make mistakes.
Okay. Fried food.
Great.
A side dish. 3, 2, 1.
French fries.
Fried pickles.
Say anything.
I did fried pickles. She's just faster than me.
A main course. 3, 2, 1.
Fried chicken.
A carnival snack. 3, 2, 1.
Fried
funnel
dough,
cake.
Which is the same thing, funnel cake.
A fried dessert. 3, 2, 1.
Fried
funnel
Oreos.
Yeah.
Same great. Thing. Okay, ready?
Let's do like one more round of
last
this one.
Last one. Okay. Things you change in the bathroom. 3, 2, 1.
Your diaper. Underwear. What did you say? Your underwear?
Okay.
In the bathroom?
I don't At know. Work. 3, 2, 1.
God, I don't know what.
Gabby doesn't
work.
Have a job. She's
tampon.
Never worked.
3, 2, oh, in a change things you change in a car. 3, 2, 1.
Tire.
God.
Clothes.
What?
Things you change in the bathroom.
Wait, where did that one?
Oh, it was supposed to be bedroom first. This one's bathroom.
Okay,
okay
so bedroom.
Things you change in the bedroom. 3, 2, 1.
Your clothes, anything. That was rough.
Okay, that was bad. Oh, here's a coffee one. Wait, let's do this coffee one.
Okay.
Coffee. A coffee shop. 3, 2, 1.
Starbucks.
A coffee growing country. 3, 2, 1.
Colombia.
I couldn't think of that. Ooh. Yes.
A type of coffee, not a brand. 3, 2, 1.
Decaf. Dark roast.
And something you put in coffee. 3, 2, 1.
Creamer.
Knew you would
have. All right, ladies.
What's another like fun icebreaker game?
Oh, I was gonna play with my kids this week. My one day I did sub this week was actually I was doing 2 truths and a lie.
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, you say 3 things and one of them is a lie. So
right.
For example, one for me could be I had gas yesterday.
True.
I
didn't have gas yesterday. That's the lie.
I don't know. I feel like everything I could say, you guys would know. I'm trying to think of like something
one.
You wouldn't know.
I'm pregnant. Lexi's pregnant. Mom's pregnant.
None of us are pregnant.
That better be all lies. I was going to do with
we
my...
were doing a picture all in front of the tree, and Gabby goes, say, Lexi's pregnant. And my mom looks at me and goes, is that
I
true?
This is not how
like,
they're
no,
telling me.
It's not
that
true.
How
yeah.
would that
I would
the
let
way.
Gabby break the news,
at,
first of all.
At night.
I know,
late
but
night,
it was still freaked me
on,
out.
Like, the 10th picture.
I was going to do to my kids, like, I have 2 daughters that are influencers and YouTubers, and
they'd
they were
be
going
like,
to think that's a lie. Or I was going to be,
so you only have
I
one.
Was the feature twirler in Mickey Mouse... birthday
I
parade when I was
school.
10. I went to clown school. I can do all those. Those are all true. The lie would
the
be something normal.
I know that Africa is a country and not a continent. There's the lie.
Stop it. I know it's a continent.
Yes,
I know
John,
my 7 continents.
All right. We
I
can
like
do
this
that.
Is so hard with each other.
I know.
I know
well, let's
we know
think of a different
other.
Game. You know that one where you have to like say a word and eventually try to get to the same word?
Okay.
Gabby and I can try that
Kay.
One. Ready,
yeah.
Set, go.
Light.
Sweater. Ready, set, go.
Cream.
Dark. Ready, set, go.
Black.
We
that
did
was
it.
Pretty fast.
That
was
very
actually,
quick.
I'm still confused.
So okay. You say words, and you have to try to figure out a way that they connect to get to the same word. Does
I,
that make
we
sense?
We did this before.
Okay.
You and
you
I, we did it in the car, driving to somewhere.
Oh, yeah. The
okay.
fun game is also trying to come up with a song with the word.
Oh, that's so fun. But
which
I don't
one?
Know if we would be able to do that.
Okay, so Gabby pulled up a random word generator, and you have to think of a song that has this word in it.
Oh, yeah, this is always hard for me because I can't think this fast.
So, the word is introduce.
Let me reintroduce myself. My name is Humpty.
That one too, different song, I think, but
okay, that was pretty good.
Who's going to go next? Shiver.
Well, let's just all do it because I don't know.
Send a shiver down my spine.
That's not a song, that is. Shiver me timbers.
Also not a song.
Well, okay. Let me just say it.
Next word is tube. There is not a song with tube in it.
Tube, yes, sir.
Mill. A milli, a milli, a milli, a milli, I guess it'll count.
Milli Vanilli.
My gosh. Ancestor. I mean, there probably is a song.
You're my ancestor.
Mom's just putting every word in her own song. Ceremony.
Take me to the church.
I don't want to do this anymore. Is there some word ceremony in that?
Take me to
Wait,
the church.
Wait, I swear the word ceremony.
One time, it's got to be.
No.
It's got to be.
Link, you can be my sneaky Link. Don't stop texting me. I'll hop my hands up. I want to learn that dance.
I don't know that one.
String.
Oh. Hanging by a string. Isn't there something? Our love is hanging by a string. These are bad words. Prince. Oh, Prince.
Prince. You have to know a Prince song.
Well, I know a lot of Prince songs, but
I don't
think
there's Taylor
Prince
Swift
in it.
Like
I was going to say that.
I'll be the prince and you'll be my princess. It's
yeah, that's
love story.
Is it this one?
Baby, just say yes. Store.
Store. Take me to the grocery
I'll
store.
I'll take you to the candy store.
Store.
No, it's candy.
Candy shop. I'm same thing.
Bomb. Drop
a bomb. You dropped a bomb on me.
There we go. She
Baby.
Got one.
Woo-woo.
Charter?
No.
Charter. Charter school? No. No words about charter.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Researcher.
Coalition.
No.
Good God.
Oh.
Wolf.
Wolf.
Hungry like the wolves.
Good one.
Because I was not there.
Coral.
No.
No.
Nobody says that word in real life.
Come on. Get me something
distant? There has to be something about, like, getting distant.
Yeah,
but I don't
know.
My brain just goes to
funny.
Taylor Swift.
Funny. Funny girl. Funny. Funny. You are so funny. Funny should be an easy one.
Defeat. This sucks, guys.
Champion.
Employee. There's no song with employee in it.
Redeem. Is there anything with Applebee's?
Oh my God, will you stop with this Applebee's song?
Prince again? Imposter.
Yeah, there is an Applebee's one.
Yes, but if that
Fancy
didn't
lie.
Come up. Trust me, she's the singer
Fancy
all day.
Like.
Yeah. Direction.
Run Direction. It's a band. That's a, can you sing a song?
God, my mind just goes blank.
I know.
Because I think of something else.
Who song has census in it? Equal.
Guys, this isn't going well.
Two plus two is four. Minus one quick math.
B.
Aww,
B.
It doesn't even say
Applebee's on a date.
Oreo
shake.
The Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake.
Yeah.
Great. You two go listen to that song.
Microphone.
Two
microphone.
Songs.
There has
to be
because
I don't want to do this anymore. No, I swear she has.
You
bow.
Look so dumb right now.
Standing as a
microphone.
Mind, trying to apologize. There's got to be something with a microphone in that, right?
No.
Okay.
Dream.
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 Dream. Dream. Dream. Dream. Dream. Dream.
From Shark.
Close your eyes. Shut your mouth. Dream a dream and dream us out.
I'm dreaming of a white
silver
bells.
Gold.
Silver bells.
Okay, we're gonna end this.
Their ears are bleeding. There's no way anybody's.
I don't think anyone's still listening. That was fun. Like I said, this was just a girls' night in. I hope you guys played with us. It was fun just to be together. We just have fun.
That's
so
right.
That was you guys. Honestly, half the time I forgot we were podcasting, so I'm sorry.
Obviously,
if,
so did I.
I'm sorry if anything was said at all.
My apologies.
For not knowing that Africa.
I know it is a. Oh, you're killing me. I just can't speak in my words that fast. You can get make me do things fast.
I know. She needs to play things on half speed.
You need to give me stuff. I'm old, remember.
You
okay.
are not. You are beautiful.
You're
oh,
a spring
you,
chicken. You don't need to be smart
chicken.
And
pretty.
Look a
just
day
be pretty.
Over. Okay.
Beauty,
she's
great.
She is.
She is
Africa.
She's Miss Africa.
She's Miss Africa of South America.
All right, jerks. All right, then.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of
Outgoing
Without Going Out.
See ya
later.